There was a vocation poster several years ago of a young man sitting there reflective, and above him was the words that there seldom are trumpet blasts, meaning God usually doesn't do something that dramatic to get a man to follow him into the priesthood. I thought of that because in our readings today, they give us such a beautiful example of how God does communicate to us. My life as a priest would be so much easier if God spoke to me like in an earthquake or a trumpet blast. He would have my attention really quick. It doesn't seem that that works too often for me. But it's in those quiet moments, that's where I can hear the voice of the Lord. God doesn't want us to be passive. He wants us to be active in our relationship with him. Elijah was waiting to encounter God. And it wouldn't be so far-fetched that in God in all his majesty wouldn't be preceded by an earthquake or a fire or a deep wind. But God chooses none of those. But in the quiet whispering, God is present. In the story of Jesus walking on the water, Peter lacks faith and almost dares Jesus to call him out of the boat upon the waters. And when he's walking across to Jesus, he's doing fine because his eyes are focused on him. But once he allows the storm to distract him and he begins to focus his attention on the waves and the wind, then he begins to sink. And only when his eyes go back to Christ and calls out to Christ is then he saved. Each of us face storms in our lives many times over, and I think all of us can say we've faced a lot of great storms in the past 8 months. We faced a plague, loss of jobs, loss of school, loss of income, being quarantined, social distancing, wearing masks, mobs in our cities, our buildings looted and burned, people killed, statues are torn down, our churches are burned, and so are the Bibles in the streets. What a mess. What storms there are brewing. Some may say, well, then where is God in all of this? Why isn't he doing something in all of this? Could this be because we as individuals or as a nation have taken our eyes off of God? We've allowed everything else to come into our minds except him. And maybe this is what the fruit that has borne from those actions, our lack of faith or our apathy to faith. St. Paul in the second reading today speaks of his great love for the Lord, but he's willing to give up his inheritance with God, with Christ, eternity in heaven, for the sake of his fellow Israelites. And he goes through that whole list of how God chose them. It wasn't because they were a bigger nation than any other nations on the earth, or they were more popular or anything else. It's that God chose them and gave them the patriarchs and the calling and the promise of the Messiah and everything that he could give to them to lead them closer to him. And they rejected it all. They ignored all of it. And Paul is saying, if they would just convert, if they would just repent, if they would come to the Lord, I would give up my relationship for God if they could just be saved. He goes that extra distance because the relationship with God and Christ is so far more important than anything else. If we're waiting for thunderstorms or claps of lightning, we might miss those quiet whispers that God is speaking to each one of us. In the storms of our life, Jesus is there. But if we lack faith, if we don't take the time to look or to listen, we will sink. I think the one thing I've taken from these last several months and the storms that I've faced is that Christ is the only thing I have that is a surety. If sickness or chaos or seclusion come my way, Christ is going to be there and has been there. To look to him to be my sure foundation is the one thing I can lean on and know that no matter what happens, I know his love, and I'm moving towards that. And if everything else collapses on me, if I can reach heaven to be with him, then I've been successful. The Lord's grace has been successful in my life. I need that. I need to listen to his voice speaking to me today and every day to give me the direction, the purpose, the guidance that I need to be the person, the priest that God once called me to be. Listen for those quiet voices, because it may be that through the scriptures, something will pop up and will say, oh, that makes sense, or I like that. Or maybe it's in the quietness of your day in your prayer, something will be said. Or maybe in a conversation that you have with a family member, a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger will say something that will resonate in your heart, and that is God using that person to get his point across. The Lord is here with us, and he is speaking. Let's listen. Mm-hmm.